This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The winter weather and recent snowstorms have impacted dairy producers in different ways across the country. Joining us to discuss, Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
For sure. It's definitely a different story where you are. It's been a very unusual winter. I'm based in Philadelphia, and we spent New Year's with 60-degree weather, and then it wasn't all that much longer, and we had that cold wave come through. So a couple of weeks ago, had the extreme cold. Temperatures reached as low as minus 40 degrees in the upper Midwest. The comparisons were, Chicago is colder than Antarctica or along those lines. That definitely causes problems at farm level. Cows just trying to maintain heat, focus their energies on that instead of making milk. So that's impacted the Midwest. And then recently, we've had the unusual snowfalls in Washington, which over the last weekend removed somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 cows from the herd. And my heart goes out to those guys, in particularly eastern Washington, where the snow caused problems on farms. They lost their animals, but also caused logistics problems so that you couldn't get milk from the farm to the dairy plant. So you put it all together, it's been an unusual year, and none of that is supportive of more milk, and it certainly does help support prices.
Speaking of prices, let's take a look at that. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, so since 2014 being a record year, thereafter, the dairy industry has been in a slump, and it seems every year thereafter there's been optimism to start the year, and by the end of the year, people ask, what happened? Last year was case in point, where there was optimism that we'd have higher prices, and then there ended up being a trade war that caused disruption and really hurt farm-level incomes. At this point, this next year is going to be above-average year, but certainly isn't going to help these farmers, particularly in the East and Midwest, who've burned through equity, for the last 5 years.
I'm wondering how much of a distraction or how much of an impact all this political activity that's going on out there is.
Politics in the last several years has become a much, much bigger factor in markets. Recently, we had the USDA announcing that they're going to be purchasing what they call Section 32, which is to support cheese prices. They go out and support commodity prices by buying cheese for low-income individuals. Then on the flip side, you have the trade wars, and then back on the flip side, you have the government launching new subsidized risk management programs. So whether the government is helpful to dairy farmers or hurting their incomes really depends on the day.
Also continuing to focus on the tools and the resources to not only feed America, but feed the world when it comes to dairy products.
Yeah, the export markets, if you project very far forward into the future, the U.S. dairy farmer will need the export market in order to keep up with just the growth and productivity. Farmers do a better job every year. And their cows get more efficient, their operations get more efficient, so they make more milk every year, even if they don't have cows. So if we're going to keep up with those gains, population growth isn't growing fast enough in the U.S., per capita consumption isn't growing fast enough. So we do need markets outside the U.S., particularly Asia, Middle East, and Latin America.
And while continuing to have that local consumer focus here at home, and that appreciation, actually, especially in February.
It's this time of year. When we're the consumer complaining about the weather, it's important to keep in mind and recognize the farmers out there that are braving the elements to bring you food every day.
Amen to that. Thank you, Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Save the date for dairy's premier educational event. The 2019 PDPW Business Conference is scheduled for March 13th and 14th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin. More details at pdpw.org. And we'll talk more about that and have a special preview with Executive Director Shelley Meyer tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.